on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Is it time to hand City Park over to the macaques and then have the humans occupy the macaques area currently so that the macaques can look at the humans and the humans can look out through the perspex from a coffee shop at the macaques enjoying a little bit more space? Fred Hooper's been out on the streets of Launceston asking that question. Fred, good morning to you.
Morning, Leon.
Fred, for a while now, I've been wondering if in 2021 we need macaques kept behind perspex in City Park. And I've tasked you with the job and you've accepted the challenge of going out and asking that question. Now, my initial idea, Fred, you said there were some logistic issues with releasing the macaques into the greater Launceston community.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it, but I assume there would be, would be issues in doing that. I mean, just think about it for a second. Yeah.
Well, what happens when you think? So they've got a critical strain of herpes, which is not, probably not be well received in the wider community.
Yeah. So yes, there's that. That's true. Or it might be well received, unfortunately.
So there's that.
I heard you speaking to Ariane Titmus before too, and I know that she got the keys to Launceston. And I wonder if one of those keys is for the monkey enclosure.
Wow.
I wonder.
There's a question I should have asked. There's a question I should have asked. Yeah. Joel Reinberger asked the question earlier this morning. Would it be better now in 2021 to give the macaques somewhere larger to roam? What if, I accept Launceston, the greater Launceston area, is not a good idea. What about City Park in its entirety? Just raise the fences slightly and then have the humans occupy the enclosure and turn that into a coffee shop. And that's where the humans can throw it.
Yeah. See, I mean, I didn't really go down that path. I mean, I did ask people if we should free the monkeys or free the macaques. I wasn't aware of your plan to put the coffee shop in the enclosure. I mean, that makes more sense. But this is what people said if I asked them, what should we do? Should we just release the monkeys into the park with the people in here too? This is what they said.
It's actually all right for people to have a look. You know, what they like, what they do in the wild.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be...
caged up.
I wouldn't like them caged up, but I wouldn't like them running around everywhere if they're going to, attack us and stuff.
I'm just from ABC Radio. What are your thoughts on the monkeys there?
I love them. Yeah? I come and look at them nearly every day.
Oh, really? Do you work around here somewhere?
Yeah, across the road.
Oh, right.
Yep. So this is my go-to de-stress. Uh-huh. I'll look at the monkeys.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about them sort of being in an enclosure still? I mean, 2021, do you think it's appropriate or...?
It's a huge space, so I reckon they're pretty well looked after. Mm. However, I've often wondered, because I come and count them regularly because there's babies, and I've often wondered how do they maintain the levels, because there's about 23. There's always about 22, 23. So there's new babies, where do they go?
The monkeys are good, aren't they, Alice?
Yeah.
Likes to come and visit them. My children and the grandchildren have all been to visit monkeys, yeah.
Okay. Our mornings presenter, Leon Compton, says that he wants to free the monkeys. He wants them to be running free in the park.
Well, he does have some strange ideas at times. But this has been really great for Launceston and for Tasmania, the monkeys.
I love the monkeys in the park.
Yeah? You come down a bit and look at them? Or?
Yep, the kids love it. It's great. They're well cared for.
Yep.
So as far as I know, they're very well cared for and the doesn't look dirty. There's not rubbish in there everywhere. It's a very open environment for them. They're not in cages.
Leon Compton, our mornings presenter, was saying that he'd like to see the monkeys released into the park just to run wild. How do you feel about that? I think we can tell by the look on your face.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea. And that'd be more of a safety issue, I'd say, for the monkeys as well, because the monkeys could get injured or people could get quite silly and try and chase them. So it wouldn't be a very smart idea.
Thanks, that's all.
Well, he could have them in his house if he really wanted them outside.
He could, couldn't he? Yeah, we could suggest that to him as well.
Yeah. Might give it a whirl, see how he goes.
True, yeah.
It's a nice idea, but, I mean, where are they originally from and what sort of habitat do they need would be my question, I guess.
Fred Hooper, that was some really interesting feedback. I can see the idea that releasing the macaques is not being well received. Others see the practical issues that might arise. But to the serious question, Fred, you went out and you really were asking people, in 2021, is that enclosure a good place for the macaques? And it seems overwhelmingly people were comfortable with that.
People seem pretty happy with it. Yeah, they seem pretty happy with the size and how they're kept and, the sort of, I guess, enrichment that they've got inside, like the activities they've got. So they seem pretty happy with them overall.
Oh, well, that is good to hear, Fred. We've been out, we've tested the issue, and the locals of Launceston are happy with the macaques as they are right now. Fred Hooper, station reporter, amongst his many other talents, and ABC Launceston.